This podcast is proudly brought to you by our sponsors at ADT Taxis, Everard's Tiger, and loserpool.com. Be the last man standing. Hello and welcome to 100% LCFC, the podcast hosted by me, Lee Chapman. Give me a follow on Twitter at Lee_Chappie and follow us on social media at 100LCFC on Twitter and also on Facebook. Leicester's fourth Premier League match of the season involves Bournemouth at the King Power Stadium on Saturday. If you're going to be there, give us a shout. We'll be at the Blues Bar pre and post match doing some live video. Me, Phil and the rest of the gang from 100% LCFC will be there. Fourth place Leicester remain unbeaten in all competitions following last night's win over at Newcastle. No one could watch that last night because there was literally no live feed anywhere in the world. I was told there was a certain place to watch it, tried, and it led me to some Turkish banter video football show. So I, like you lot, relied on either Leicester's commentary on the radio from Stringer or maybe TalkSport. They also covered it, and Sky Sports News as well, seen that as well. Little cheeky goal there by James Maddison, free kick. And also, by the way, Madders, while I'm here, he's hit the England squad. More on that a little bit later on. But manager Brendan Rodgers will address the national media tomorrow afternoon around lunchtime in a press conference. And as usual, there'll be coverage on that as it hits on Leicestershire Live on the Mercury and whatnot. But last night, so it went to penalties, and I don't know if you guys seen that the penalty taken by James Maddison. A lot of people giving him some stick this morning about that, which I think is quite harsh, because you've got to have some balls to be able to, you know, pull that off. And you know, it has backfired for Leicester before. If you remember the I think it was a playoff draw, wasn't it? It was a semi-final, and that put us out on a miss on that one. I can't even remember the bloke's name, it's that long ago now. But I really can't praise Maddison any more than I can right now, and there is a reason why he's obviously been picked by Gareth Southgate in his England team, which, like I said, we'll talk about that in a second. And also last night, around 10 o'clock last night, the draw for the third round of the Carabao Cup was drawn, and Leicester are away at Luton Town. And they kick off on the 23rd of September. So they are on the week commencing the 23rd of September. And some other big fixtures, Wolves versus Reading. And there's also a Brighton Villa and a Portsmouth Southampton clash as well, which will be good. There's a few others as well, interesting ones, like Manchester United host Rochdale and Milton Keynes versus Liverpool. That's going to be a good clash. I like Milton Keynes. I do like the MK Dons. Lovely ground, by the way. Maybe Leicester's ground one day will be expanded and a hotel wrapped around it as well. That, if you've never been to MK Dons, that's the stadium. It's a nice, nice stadium. Now, as I've already mentioned, James Maddison has been set for his senior England cap after being called up by Gareth Southgate. England boss announced his squad for the upcoming Euro 2020 qualifiers against Bulgaria and Kosovo beginning next week, the international break. And Leicester City's Maddison has obviously already played heavily under the under-21s, as well as alongside Ben Chilwell and Hamza Chowdhury in the under-21s. Ben Chilwell obviously being called up to the seniors beforehand. But it's a matter of time before Hamza, I think, gets called up, because he's phenomenal, a strong tackler of the ball, and to be honest, he's an old school defensive midfielder. Like, we're talking 30 years ago football player, you know, just crunches in, gets the ball but crunches the player. And he did that last night against Newcastle, and the fans weren't very happy about it, but he only got away with a yellow card because he did win the flipping ball. I know the game is changing, but at the end of the day, he won the flipping ball. So fair play to Hamza for standing his ground and doing what he does best. But going back to the England call-ups, obviously very, very big news for James Maddison. Ups the price as well of James Maddison at the end of the day, because I don't know how long he's going to be at Leicester City. Because at the end of the day, we get poached by big clubs. Look at Harry Maguire. Are we missing him? Probably not. I mean, we are probably up top at set pieces, corners, free kicks sort of thing. We don't have a big head to aim at. Big head. Slab head. No, seriously, though, we don't have a man up top to aim to. And Maguire was that set piece man, you know, the head to hit. So we have got to find something from that. But Soyuncu so far has been absolutely terrific. It's been fantastic, a joy to watch, and he enjoys taking players on, which I'm a bit worried about at the back. Reminds me of Sol Bamba trying to run forward when he used to play for Leicester back in the day. But England caps can only mean good things for James Maddison. And Southgate also explained the reason why he picked him. He's improving as a player. He's a talent. I think we have to work on where that fits into the way that we play. His numbers are impressive with goals and assists. He has outstanding set play delivery. It's an interesting one for us to work more closely with. So Southgate's more than happy with James Maddison's play style at the moment, and his assists and goals ratio as well. You know, he thought that he responded well during the under-21 tournament, during some adversity when they went down to 10 men. I like the way he dug into the team and took on a responsible role, which was different to his main skill set. He's a young player with a lot of hard work ahead and a lot of competition in the area of the pitch, but this is a great opportunity for him to work this, you know, again, but this time at senior level. Wow. So there you go. So Gareth Southgate just on there on James Maddison and the reason why he picked him. Good luck, Madders. Good luck. Hope you do really well. Now, something that I tweeted about last night triggered a radio presenter into actually bringing it up as a topic on this morning on Radio Leicester this morning. And it's quite funny, actually. I'll read out my tweet. It'll be easier. So I wrote, apparently in Leicester, this is the Oaky Man. I'm Leicester as they call me Duck, but I ain't heard of this. Ice cream van, hashtag problems. Yeah, so I'd never heard of the Oaky Man. Believe it or not, apparently it's a Leicester slang and it's Leicester through and through. And I've never heard of it. I've never been told it. I've never heard the word before. I've never heard my mum and dad, my grandparents, no one ever bring the term Oaky Man. Does that make me non-Leicester? I'm not so sure. But one man that really did thought I was definitely not Leicester was AD Damon. AD Damon hosts a show in the morning on Radio Leicester with Joe Haywood between 6 and 9. And they brought it up on a discussion about the Oaky Man and if you knew. So they wanted you to tweet in and stuff. Now, apparently loads of people tweeted in that they knew what the Oaky Man was. And it's made me feel rather embarrassed. So there you go. I just thought I'd share that with you. It's just a bit of fun, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe I need to learn a bit more Leicester, because my son's always telling me off that I speak wrong anyway. So maybe I should learn a bit more Leicester to annoy him even more. Now back to the football. So at the weekend we went away to Sheffield United, the Blades. In a fantastic game, actually, Jamie Vardy with a clinical finish, and it's just a usual Jamie Vardy goal, to be honest with you. Nice through ball, and just rocketed it into the back of the net, and it's a celebration that did it for me. And if you've not seen the celebration because you've been under a rock this week, I'd check that out with you guys. In fact, it was a brilliant piece, and posted it up on Twitter. It was Jamie Vardy with his hands basically on his ears. And standing there at the Sheffield United fans. He's obviously a Sheffield Wednesday lad. I did say he was going to score, and he did. Great goal. Great great celebration as well. Fards. Funny as fuck. And then that was followed up by one hell of a rocket, which should get goal of the month, really, by Harvey Barnes. Geez, it comes off of Soyuncu's head, bounces, and I mean, it had half a second bounce. There was a bare minimum bounce, and he's hit it on the half volley. He's absolutely rocketed. into the net. Oh my God, if you've not seen the goal by Harvey Barnes, please do yourselves a favour and Google that right now, Harvey Barnes' goal, because it's the best half volley this season by far. Obviously this season's early, but all right, this year even, this calendar year, what a half volley it was. Oh my days. Seriously, go and just ignore me now. Turn me off, go and watch that goal, and then join me back on. And if you did just Google that and watch that and pause me, fair play to you, because I would have, I'm telling you now, it's well worth a watch. So make sure you watch it if you didn't see it. Right, so coming up, Bournemouth, Leicester, King Power Stadium. Played 10 games between the pair. Leicester have won 3, Bournemouth have won 2. And there's 5 draws between the pair. Leicester's form so far unbeaten this season. Bournemouth not so. They've lost 2, drawn 2 and won 1 away at Villa. So they have their away record so far as so far being the best. However, they drew last night 0-0 at home against Forest Green. I am liking our chances against them, right? Their biggest loss this season is Man City 3-1. And I think we will put some goals against them on Saturday. I really do think that we're going to put some goals past them. Previous meetings between the two, Leicester beat Bournemouth at the King Power Stadium on the Saturday the 30th of March, nearer to the end of the season just gone. 2018, Bournemouth beat us 4-2. You know what? I can't actually remember that game, the 4-2 one. I think it was a Joshua King penalty. I think it was Ryan Fraser. Yeah, and Wes Morgan got one. James Madison. Yeah, it was late, wasn't it? Madison and Markle Brighton. Two late goals. 88th and 89th minute to try and get it back. I think it was. It was something like that anyway. But yeah, so 4-2 was their biggest victory against us. But I do think Leicester will win at the weekend. I called a 1-1 draw last night. And I was correct on that. And I'm going to go for a 3-1 Leicester win at the weekend. Now, just a quick mention from sponsor Loserpool. If you like betting on football, make sure you visit loserpool.com. You can sign up for free and play for free at the moment until September the 13th. It's free to play and you can win £1,000. All you got to do is pick a losing team in the Premier League. If your team does lose, you go into the next round, and if it won, obviously, then you're out. You've got to lose. You've got to pick a losing side, and the side has to lose as well. And it's a last man standing kind of tournament. So last man standing wins £1,000. That's loserpool.com. Now, usually I get an away perspective on these shows, but this week I couldn't get anybody to jump on, really. Everyone was busy that I contacted, so it was really difficult to find anybody that had free time just to quickly jump on. They're all doing their own thing, I suppose, like we are, 100% LCFC. We're always busy doing posts on social media and lives and God knows what else the boys do. And we're all working, lads, so I get it. Just a shame we didn't get the voice of a Bournemouth fan. It would have been great. But never mind. Let's hope Leicester do take the 3 points at home. I think we will at 3-1. And that's it. See you guys next week on the next show. And hopefully, like I say, we'll get those 3 points. If you are going to the ground, make sure you meet me, Phil and the gang outside the Blues Bar. Like I said, we do pre and post match videos for 100% LCFC on Facebook. So you'll be live on Facebook with basically about 120,000 of you that follow the page. Yeah, and you can get your voice heard. If you do want to come on the podcast with me, that'd be great as well. Anyone, any one of you that wants to jump on that listen to these shows, just hit us up. I'd love to hear from you. It'd be great to get some other Leicester voices and make this more of a community-based podcast. That would be fantastic. I would love to hear from you guys. So make sure you at me at Lee_Chappie or at 100LCFC. Mention about the podcast and we'll be in touch. That's it from me. I'm Lee Chapman. Give me a follow at Lee_Chappy on Twitter. And stay 100% LCFC. Cheers, guys. I'll see you on the next episode.